And this afternoon, Tassie, we're going to be tapping in to the world of psychics. I love this stuff.
This is awesome. Yeah, this is good.
Yeah, there's a podcast, the Things You Can't Unhear podcast with Maritza Barone. She's bringing a show to the Sunny Coast with David the Medium, who joins us now. Hello, David.
Hello, guys. Thank you so much for having me on. Good to talk.
Oh, we're so excited to chat to you because I've got a million questions about the work that you do and how you do what you do. How long have you been a psychic for?
So I've known that I've been able to do it since I was 24 and I'm now 37, so a good 14 years. But I've been full-time as my main gig for around the last 7 to 8 years.
Yeah, okay. Wow. It took 4 or 5 years to go, hang on a second.
Yeah.
This is definitely something that I can do full-time. What was the moment that you realised that you could do it, David?
Well, it was really interesting because I actually grew up as a bit of a skeptic. Like, this isn't something that I've done my whole life. It's not something I even really believed in. That's the funny thing. But it was actually when I went to a medium myself, and I went in as an open-minded skeptic. I was like, we'll see what happens. And she ended up blowing my mind away. But she said to me within the first 5 minutes, she says, you realize you can do this as well. And I had no idea. Like, I never saw, like, spirits at the end of my bed or, you know, I was never seen things as a child or anything like that.
Yeah, right.
And yeah, she ran a mentoring class and went along to a mentoring class. Turns out I could do it, and here we are.
Phenomenal.
So, how do you do it? What do you see? What do you tap into?
Yeah, so I've got the ability as a psychic medium to see, hear, and feel. So basically, I tell everyone it's kind of like a radio station. Actually, like you tune in the frequency. And it's all energies around you. But when I connect with spirit, I can hear them talking in my head, or they can even play songs for me, or they can play sounds for me. I can see them with my eyes closed. So in a lot of my readings, I'm actually able to describe what they look like or defining features. And I can feel a lot as well. So I can feel emotions that they're feeling, or, you know, for arguments, like if someone had a heart attack, like my heart will get sore. If they had like leg issues, my leg will get sore. So it's a mixture of everything. And I've also got a bit of a bonus pack where I can smell and taste as well, which are the really cool ones.
Oh, gosh.
I think feeling would be too much for me. I feel like seeing and hearing and being able to communicate is good. But then that feeling, there must be so much strong emotion that you get through.
Yeah, well, the good news is, I mean, when I'm connecting with spirit and they're wanting to pass on messages to their loved ones, they always come forward with such a strong, positive element of love and guidance and support. So it's actually really, for me, I actually find it really quite relaxing and actually quite enjoyable because all you're feeling is just, yeah, love and peace.
Yeah, right. And when you smell them, like, are you you wouldn't want to smell someone from, like, a couple of centuries ago before they invented deodorant, right? Like, how does that work?
Yeah. Well, the smell is really fun. Like, I actually love it. So sometimes I can smell their colognes and their perfumes and things like that. So that's always so fun to bring up with people that you're reading because they're like, yeah, my mum did wear Chanel No. 5. Wow. But it's also things like smelling like cigarette smoke if they were a smoker or, you know, scotch if they were a strong drinker or things like that. And tasting is exactly the same. Like, you can get taste of certain foods in your mouth. Like even cigarette smoke, sometimes I can taste that as well. So, yeah, it's a mixture of everything. But, you know, the most important thing is just building on that connection. And I just want every single person that I sit down with to know that their loved ones are around them. And when I connect as a medium, I want to be able to bring up things that are going on in your life or things that happened in your loved ones' lives that are just so personal and it's just so, you know, unique to them to build that connection. And I just want every single person that's in that experience to know that their loved ones are around them, whether you believe it or not, because I can also appreciate skepticism because it wasn't something that I necessarily believed in at the very start as well.
Now you became widely known during the pandemic for your eerily accurate global predictions it has in front of me here, David. Is it a similar, I guess, skill, or are they completely unrelated and you're able to sort of see the future and tap into spirits as well? Or are they? Is it the same sort of sense?
Yeah, such a fun question. So I say all mediums are psychics, but not all psychics are mediums. So yeah, medium is someone who can connect with those that have crossed over.
Yeah.
And a psychic is someone who can foresee and predict the future, future events and future timelines. Yeah.
Okay. So what can you hit us with some predictions? Actually, no. Firstly, what have you gotten right in the past? What have you accurately predicted?
Yeah, well, as Taz mentioned, a lot of my predictions kind of really built my profile. And a lot of that actually begun during COVID because with some friends of mine as well, but also on social media, I was actually talking about COVID probably a good 6 months before it began. Because we're all talking about really big life changes and really big sort of how the world was really about to shift. I did also make a lot of predictions around the US presidential election in 2020. Predictions a lot around the royal family. Like I've been eerily pretty good with Meghan and Harry and like everything going on there. Mm-hmm. I have a natural interest in like, you know, pop culture and the world and politics and all that anyway. So a lot of my predictions can be really random things to do with celebrities, but then we can go really deep into more sort of heavy, dark topics like war and, you know, a lot of really deep political things as well. Like, you know, even to mention, like I was talking about the Russian-Ukrainian war probably a good sort of 16 to 18 months before that even begun as well.
And how do they come to you? Like, does it come in a dream? Is it just a feeling?
Yeah, usually it's a great question because it's actually predominantly in dreams and when I do meditation. But it's also sometimes, as ridiculous as it sounds, it's also when I'm driving. Like sometimes I'll just be on a drive somewhere and all these random thoughts will just pop into my head.
Wow. That's good. Yeah, so can you predict who's going to win State of Origin Game 3 by any chance?
Or does it not work like that?
Yeah, because Mama's got a Ned's account.
Everyone on the sunny coast is going to laugh at me, but I'm from Victoria, so I couldn't even name a team.
Okay. All
it's
right.
All right. Ellie that's asking the question is from Perth, yeah, and she pretends to like one of the teams.
In so that case, who's going to win the AFL Grand Final?
Well, now this is the fun part because I've actually got the AFL Grand Final right quite a few times over the last few years. So for everyone who's got a sports bet account, definitely write it down. But it will be a Victorian team, and there's a lot of red involved.
Oh, Essendon.
So it's not really an answer, is it? But maybe, yeah.
A Victorian team with red involved. I mean, Melbourne Demons, that's kind of a red. Yeah.
The Swans?
Yeah, no, they're Sydney. I think probably half of AFL teams have red in them.
Oh, the Bulldogs have got to be. Okay, all right. I'm going to get the emblems out and have a look.
Ellie, you've kept her busy for hours this afternoon, David. Yeah. Scrap the rest of the show. This is what she's going to be dissecting into. You mentioned as well there's something coming up next week for you about manifesting. Is there something a tip that you can share with the Sunny Coast about how we do that maybe properly?
Yeah, absolutely. So I run an online event. I'm trying to do it every month because the demand for it is actually massive, which I'm so grateful for. But it's called 22 Minutes to Manifest. And it's something that I've done for the past year. And basically what we do, we all get together. It's on a Zoom call. So there's a massive bunch of us on the Zoom call. And I give spirit-guided tips and insights how to best manifest whatever it is that you're seeking into your life, because there really is a science and a skill behind it at the same time. So whether you're manifesting financial abundance or, you know, career opportunities, love opportunities, whatever it may be. So we love talking about that. And then I hold space for like a really big group meditation. So it's not as woo-woo as it sounds, because it is like, it's really fun.
I'd like to manifest some financial abundance. That sounds right up my alley.
In this economy, we definitely need it.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, amazing. Yeah. Well, David the Medium, thank you so much for giving us some time this afternoon. Did you predict that we were going to reach out to you, or does the psychic power not work like that?
Well, I have to say properly, of course I predicted it was going to happen.
Of course, yes. He's been waiting by the phone for our call.
It was in his calendar.
Yeah. You can catch David the Medium at the Things You Can't Unhear podcast live show, which is happening on the Sunny Coast on the 15th of August. In fact, we've got a couple of tickets to give away to that right now if you'd like them.
Love it.
545-11919. David, thank you so much for joining us.
Absolute pleasure. Can't wait to be on the Sunny Coast. Look forward to it.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.